$10 a year and a dozen eggs.
$10 a year and a dozen eggs.
Dude, I get 6 eggs a day. I've got like 12 dozen eggs sitting at the house right now. And I eat like 6 a day.
Wow.
Ooh, I'm looking for eggs.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Before then, the minutes of the April 15th meeting. Are there any additions? Questions? Deletions? I'm going to take a motion to approve the minutes as written.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
Motion by Paul.
I'll second.
Second by Dan. Dennis?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes, sir.
Bob?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Motion passed. Entertain a motion for the approval of the claims.
I'll make that motion for approval for claims.
Motion by Jim.
I'll second.
Second by Dennis. Any discussion? Dennis?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Gretchen?
Hi.
You get to be first.
Hey. Excuse my tire. I'm working out. I did email you a copy of the proposal. I was able to find a gentleman in Billings who puts in quotes over there about that letter. And he also works with Lauren Cook out of Bozeman. We work together sometimes on projects out of the state. And they came and looked at the 2 tennis courts by the school. And then they also looked at the proposed location behind the dollar store. And below, you can see the pricing. The concern that Lauren and Jason both have is that the current tennis courts are starting to deteriorate. There's cracking, and the surface should probably be redone. And then, I don't know if you've been there recently, but the mats are kind of, tilted a little bit. It just needs some upkeep. So I know that we want our facilities to look good and to be usable, and the cracks that are there now could pose a risk for tripping over them and whatnot. So in the interest of the town, I think this proposal to put one tennis court and then 2 pickleball courts on one court would kind of kill 2 birds with 1 stone. We could get the tennis courts resurfaced at the same time and put in 2 pickleball courts. They would be one on each side of the tennis court. They're much smaller courts, as I have described to you before in the past. The price is obviously much cheaper. So I just want to hear from you funding and what the future looks like for this project, if there is a future for this project.
Okay, I got a question. I invited Lauren to come and look and give me advice on resurfacing it as a tennis court. And he was saying, okay, I'll include pickleball. Did he just get back to you and not me?
I'm not sure about that. He never...
Because the same dates are on here.
Oh, really?
Kind of irritates me.
Yeah.
I'll get a hold of him tomorrow.
Did you get it?
I never saw
it. You didn't get a quote just for resurfacing.
Right here.
That's what I was after.
He hasn't gotten back to you.
Do you think that he thought that maybe the 2 of us were kind of working together?
No, because I said,
This is the pad they're talking about, external pad, 64 by 80.
Where do we know that the tennis courts need, they're due, I mean, they're on a maintenance schedule.
But I don't want.
We're working on getting those done.
Fencing around, pickleball court.
Did he happen to give you a price for building the court?
Yes.
A plate test.
$91,000.
Nope.
Okay.
That's for the behind the dollar store? And then what was the cost for resurfacing and doing that?
$38,000.
Okay. And that was the option where we would.
Have two pickleball courts on the one.
Did that quote include the basketball court, or do you know? Is it just the tennis court?
No, I never mentioned basketball court.
Okay. Because the last time we had it redone was, had to be close to 6 years ago. But we had the tennis court and the basketball court resurfaced with that green topping was on there. And like I said, it's probably due for both of those to be replaced. Although the basketball court doesn't seem to be in too bad a condition right now. The last time I was up there, so.
What's the layout if you have two pickleball courts and a tennis court?
Yeah, so the western, the most west tennis court would be two pickleball courts, and they would be north-south, so one on each side of the current net. And there would be a divider between them. So they'd still be playing in the same direction, but there would be two people playing here, or four, and two people playing over here, so two courts.
So they're small enough to go to, like, at the tennis court net, put one on one side of the tennis court net, one on the other? Okay, gotcha, okay.
And it said portable nets, or?
Well, I mean, we could do portable nets, but if they're striped for and painted for pickleball, then a tennis player probably wouldn't want to. I mean, I guess they could in a pinch, but there is an option for portable nets. I would be afraid of vandal. I don't know how the public is. I don't think there's a lot of vandalism that goes on in Columbus, but it could be stolen or whatever. Those courts, I mean those nets, you know, because they do roll. They do have something like that in Missoula. At Fort Missoula, they do have portable nets in their tennis court area. I've played there before. So it is possible. I've gotten a lot of positive feedback from people that I've talked to, and I don't have names and everything, but I could put names.
Yeah, we've talked about it several times. Sometimes here at council, sometimes we just visited about it. But I guess I know that my personal feeling is I don't want to give up a tennis court. And I think it's pickleball, and I wouldn't mind seeing a pickleball court, and I wouldn't mind seeing some improvements to the park on the east end of town where I live. Like I think mentioned to you before, I'm glad you've got some support. I think what you're going to need to do is put that support together and raise the funds and work on putting it together. When you have the funds ready, you can come to the town with a plan and we'll put in our part. Maybe can help with some of the construction. I don't think the city's going to pay for the pickleball court. Our contributions will be more in the line of donating land, giving land, and doing the ongoing maintenance from construction on. That's my thought.
Remember how much?
So, you talked to Lauren about this resurfacing the tennis courts and keeping them the tennis court?
Yeah, but he was going to give me a quote for what you got here. But also he was going to get a quote to reset those posts too.
Mm-hmm.
Like this.
Yeah. So I guess
I'll call him and
So there was funds for resurfacing the tennis courts, but not for putting in.
I haven't even brought that up to these guys.
Yeah, that's something that's going to have to be budgeted into something else, especially at $38,000. That seems like.
It might be in the budget. I honestly don't know.
Capital parks.
There's money in capital.
Which is set aside particularly for things like that.
So if we could come up with half of the funds?
We have to come up with all of the funds.
We have to come up with all the funds.
At least to start with.
For the existing tennis court?
For a new pickleball court.
Well, which option are we going with?
We're not going with either option. It's not on the agenda for both.
Okay, but.
But as far as where we stand, probably going to go through to ask if I did and get that resurfaced, because it should be as a tennis court right now.
Yeah, he's saying we'll probably move forward with our plan to maintain the tennis courts. Yeah, we have to resurface. If this council or a council votes that they want to have a pickleball court and want the city to pay for a pickleball court and want the pickleball court to be on the tennis court, that could happen. Right now, I don't see that happening. But we're not voting on it tonight. In order to vote on it, I don't know what we have to do. Come back again?
Yeah, we can put proposals on the agenda as a new business item, have a vote on it in discussion, but something that council have to decide what they want to do with their current park infrastructure. You know, do you want to look at what we have and maintain what we have? Do you want to look at taking away one of it? It's really three options. It's keep what we have. It's possibly redo one side of it so that we lose the tennis court and gain two pickleball courts, puts up the cost, or we think of a new site. And it's also not set in stone. I don't know where the city would, they would ultimately want to decide where, if we did want to do pickleball court, where we put it at. Because it may not necessarily decide to go into Heritage Park, could go in one of our other parks and have space for it. Yeah. I think what the mayor was saying was Sherwood don't hardly have a lot there.
Manly Peak Park.
Spend some funds over there to build something for the community over there as well, instead of just all in Heritage. So there's council kind of may have to have a little bit of a game. Yeah, what they want to do.
There seems to be, this is kind of the first time I've been on council listening about this proposal. I think you've been in before, mm-hmm. last year or something before. But as far as losing to a tennis court, I'd have to think about that a little bit. Because I've seen them busy playing tennis. You know, there's quite a crew up there that plays tennis. There's, set of four people that all play tennis every Saturday morning during the summer. And then I saw the other court busy several times too, so I'd hate to lose a tennis court. And I'd have to think about that for sure, that mm-hmm. proposal. But and then also putting it in Heritage Park. Heritage Park is kind of,
yeah,
it's built out, I think. I don't know that we have any room for any more area up there mm-hmm. for something like that. So another park would be good, but I just don't know about losing a tennis court. And I'd have to think about that a little bit.
When I think of the other projects that have been done around town, you haven't had the advantage of seeing how they kind of take place.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually a concerned citizen or somebody that has the idea, gathers their like-minded people together. They build some land, they have fundraisers, and they put the plans together.
Washington, D.C.
And it gets done. Hopefully it doesn't take, I don't know how long, it took 15 years to get the bike path in, or 10 years or something like that, the walking path. It doesn't always have to take that long. That's usually the way it goes. You know. The city isn't opposed to to help them with some in-kind work through our public works department and, like I said, the donation of the ground and that sort of thing. We have a plan for completion.
Okay. Well, I mean, my plan is to get support and, yes, to investigate resources that are available in the community and go from there. But I think it would be interesting to have a sign-up sheet for tennis to see how many people play tennis, because I don't think there's as many people as you think.
Yeah, maybe there is.
And I think there's a lot more interest in pickleball.
We kind of need to see that sign-up sheet too, then.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I've never seen any numbers on that either.
I just don't want a bunch of tennis folk coming after we do the pickleball court and say, what did you do? What did you do?
We have to serve the community as well.
And also, I'd like to say that if there's money available, as a council person, I'm not against throwing some money towards a pickleball court somewhere else, you know, maybe happen to share some kind of dollar figure or something, if there's money available. So that's where I'm sitting.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Move on to officer reports.
Just briefly, we responded to the call for the last council meeting. About 300 which is still pretty tall ahead of this time last year. Mentioned to you, I was going to have that roster to you. We're working on some other stuff. So hold off on that. We're kind of working on that. I'd like to give the roster of current firefighters to present to you. Thanks to everyone who was able to make it to the appreciation dinner. We are planning a recruit academy this year, probably going to be in June. I think in the last report I mentioned, we had 10 interviews. Those interviews went through, I think all of those folks are coming on board. Have some varying degrees of experience. Some are brand new, so we're going to put them all through the recruit academy. In total, that gave us about 60 folks between our station here and the one report, which is the first. A lot of people are really excited about because they bring various levels of expertise and willingness to participate. And another Adam, working with Mayor Mandeville, Councilperson Mayo, and Waltner on updating our interlocal agreement between the city and the town and the city attorney. So we will have that in a couple of weeks, a month or so. To review that, other than that, if you have anything else, I'll ask any questions. Questions for Rich? Eric?
Just closing my report here.
So who did we get the backhoe from?
Torgerson's.
Oh, so they're the ones that took it back and they're going to fix the stuff that was...
Yeah, they brought it from Great Falls. And we weren't happy and Billings wasn't happy when they come up and saw it. Because it was a ramble and a hurry to get out. But
got it.
We got it back today. It looks pretty nice now.
Okay.
What year is that one? I can't remember.
Is it 18, 19? Mm-hmm.
Okay, anything else to stop? Ryan?
I don't have anything to add in my report.
And Sheree's not here. Want to say anything? Same thing or that?
Nothing to report.
There's public comment on current agenda items. Any public comment on current agenda items? committee reports on anything to do with. According to 271, 2024. Section 10, 030813080, Public Municipal Code for Sewer Service, established. I'm going to extend a motion to approve the ordinance on second reading.
We have to waive the reading first?
Oh, waive the reading.
That's like, I don't remember this one, so, yeah.
I'll make a motion to waive second reading on ordinance number 371, 2024.
Who's that, Jim? Cole, second?
Me.
Tim, okay. All in favor of waiving the second reading, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion for the approval of the second reading of 371, 2024.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Dennis.
I'll second.
Second by Dan. No discussion. Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next, item on the new business, first item on the new business is the approval of a special use permit for the Johnson Street car show on August 17th. Entertain a motion for the approval of the special permit.
I'll make that motion for the special use permit on August 17th.
Motion by Tim.
I'll second it.
Second by Cole. No discussion. Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is a resolution 852-2024. A resolution to donate city property to the Columbus Rural Fire District number 3. Entertain a motion to approve the resolution.
I'll make that motion for the approval of resolution 853-02024.
Okay. For second.
I'll second that.
Second by Dennis. Is there any discussion?
So this was just, it's a 1999 Pierce truck that was put in the city's name that just needs to go to the fire department. Is that how that?
Yeah. Okay, what happened, what's going on is the city bought that truck. In the city's name, city insured it under the Montana Municipal Interlocal Authority Memorandum of Insurance, and the district insured it under their policy also. City carried full coverage on it. District carried full coverage on it. City carried just liability on it. We thought maybe that was a little bit redundant, tried to take it off of the city policy. The MMIA will not allow us to do that. Well, actually, they won't allow us to do that unless we have no interest in it. So we have to get it out of our name. They won't allow us to insure it on our policy anymore unless we are actually providing the operators for it, which we're not. They suggested that we not have ownership in it, and it's the cleanest way to separate ourselves from the potential liability of it. And the fire department could probably use a ladder truck more than the city can right now.
That is true.
So, does that clarify it?
Yes. Yes.
Is there any other discussion? Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is the solid waste collection disposal contract from July 1 through June 30, 2024 through 2029. About $995,492.18. Can a motion for the approval of the solid waste collection and display the contract?
Make that motion.
Motion by Dennis.
I'll second it.
Second by Tim. Is there any discussion? Gannon?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Next item is a special services agreement between the city of Columbus and Logan Electric for $12,262.33 for the upgrading of the light fixtures involved to LED in City Hall. And I take a motion for the approval of the agreement.
I'll make a motion to approve the professional service agreement between City of Columbus and Logan Electric.
Motion by Cole.
I'll second it.
Second by Bob. Is there any discussion? Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is approval of professional services agreement between the City of Columbus and the Engineering West.
Just the yearly one? Oh, sorry.
Just the year, I think. Maybe 2025.
Yeah.
It's just for one.
One more year. I'll make that motion.
Motion from Tim.
I'll second it.
Second by Cole. Is there any discussion? Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
For one more year.
Motion passes. Next item is approval of public works construction agreement from City of Columbus and Hard Drives Construction. In the amount of $79,999. Is there a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Dennis.
I'll second it.
Second by Bob. Is there a discussion? Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Motion passes. Any comments on that? If you're not on the agenda, any comment on anything? I'm going to make a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Motion by Dan. Second by Tim.
Yep.
All in favor, say aye.
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 You need to hear.